News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Has gone PC mad with men subjected to a severe safety net. That is according to Danny Levy, who is editor of the lads magazine Loaded, which has been relaunched, and she joins us now. Good morning to you, Danny. First of all, what do you mean by that, the PC gone mad or men being subjected to a safety net?
Good morning to you too. I think we have become so obsessed with a society as what is right and what is wrong and where the line should be drawn. But yet, ironically, we open up things like social media and really inappropriate imagery in front of our faces. We have kind of lost all that traditionalism and sense of being a proud red-blooded male, if you are one, a proud female, and sort of assuming that traditional role in society,
okay.
I think.
I mean, I remember when Loaded was around, and it would have been very big in the 90s in particular, during that kind of era of lad culture and ladette culture in some ways. Some people would say that it was the forerunner of what we see now in terms of stuff, you know, that you're talking about on stuff you might see online. Obviously, there's lots of porn online, but there's people like Andrew Tate online. There's lots of stuff online that would be like a more extreme version. But as I say, some people might think that what Loaded did was the forerunner. How is bringing back Loaded going to address the stuff people see online, or is that not the point?
I would agree with you to an extent. Actually, when I've looked through some of the archives, I've said to myself, wow, you know, that's borderline pornographic. That's too much. That's definitely not necessary for today's Loaded platform. And pornographic content has gone way too far. I mean, you open up Twitter, which was X, I believe it should now be called Triple X. It's there in your face everywhere. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be so widely available. And my comments, which have been widely published, pertaining to men being able to appreciate beautiful women, are more about opening up a magazine or visiting an online platform for men and being able to read about someone like Elizabeth Hurley, who is a successful movie star and looks absolutely beautiful and fantastic. And what is wrong with that? And what is wrong with the fact that we have photographed her scantily clad in a very classy way for a men's platform? Absolutely nothing. And I do think that there is a space for that in society.
Okay.
Everywhere else, it seems to have gone too far.
Okay, so I wonder, is there an appetite for, considering you can get anything you want online, I wonder, is there an appetite for that? But I was reading some of the stuff that you said and about almost having a nostalgia for that time, that 90s, that kind of wahey kind of lad thing. And it struck me, it's like saying we should have nostalgia for Benny Hill in the 70s. Have we not just moved on as a society? And the idea that men need, I think it was described as a safe space where they can ogle women, which is what they want to do. Is that really something that you are comfortable at sort of, you know, being a proponent of?
My interview with The Times, which pertained to ogling with women.
A safe space for ogling.
Yeah, was misconstrued in the sense that probably only 5% of that chat was actually about women. But I was specifically asked about ogling women. And I said, you know, I would far prefer my husband appreciate someone like Liz Hurley in Loaded than sitting behind a computer screen watching.
Are they the two options, though, Danny, unless your husband is allowed to ogle Elizabeth Hurley scantily clad in a classy way, then he's got no option other than to go on Pornhub. Are we really saying that that's the spectrum that men exist within? Loaded to porn, and Loaded is like
No, absolutely not. I answered the question because I was asked about women specifically, but Loaded, as you say, is for us nostalgic. The 90s Cool Britannia era, I do believe that, yes, deep within our hearts, many of us miss that era. It was a great time. It was a time of rebellion. It was a time of fun, of laughter, of positivity. Is the world a better place now? No, I don't believe it is. in a lot of respects. I mean, we've made progress with things like racism, sure. But in a lot of ways, we have subjected ourselves to this severe safety net that does not permit us to have fun anymore or let our hair down.
All right.
And I think that men, as a subsection of society, have been affected by this more than anyone else. I do think that they need to be able to have fun, let their hair down, whether it's reading about travel, tech, and, you know, it doesn't have to be about
We'll have to leave it there,
Danny,
but thank you very much for joining us this morning on all of that. That is Danny Levy, their editor of Lads magazine, Loaded.
Mm. What do you think, Kira?
I don't know that I'm convinced. And I don't, I actually think it's kind of diminishing of men to say, well, you know, if they can't ogle the very classy, scantily clad Elizabeth Hurley, then all the only option they have is porn. I think, and maybe I'm naive. Let me know what you think about that.
A bit reductive, do you?
I do think it's a bit reductive because if that's the argument,
was it ever big here? I'm kind of curious because I
don't think we had as much of a lad culture here in the 90s.
I don't think the lad
it was huge in the UK.
It was big in Britain. I don't think it was the same
anyway,
here.
Let us know this morning what you think out there. We'd love to hear from you. 087 1400
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.